Well, it's a blessing to be able to come to you on a weekly basis through this online service known as the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I've been talking a lot lately about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is active and presence of God in our life. And He's available to us in every situation that we face, no matter how big, no matter how small. So I hope and pray that you never feel alone, because you are never alone with God's gift, the Holy Spirit, there with you by your side. You see, the Holy Spirit is our constant companion to strength and to help us and to guide us into God's perfect plan for our lives. You know, we are in preparation, or we are in training for our heavenly home. God wants well-trained saints, and He didn't want to leave us alone, so He sent the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in His grace and to understand who the Holy Spirit is. And when you realize that, it'll revolutionize how you approach each and every day of your life. I made light of it in church on Sunday, but when Judy and I leave the house, and we've been in the house for a while, and I get on the back porch before we leave, we say, hello world, this is Ralphie and Judy, and we are coming into the world, but we're not of the world. But you leave your filthy hands off of us, because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now that may seem silly, but it's not, because we need to recognize every day, every hour, and every moment of your life that you're not alone. Even though people may hurt you, and there are a lot of folks out there hurting each other. Co-worker might betray you, a leader disappoint you, a friend may walk away, but the Holy Spirit will never walk away. The Spirit of God will never hurt you. He will never walk away. We were talking about that Sunday, how God walks with us and talks with us. In John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus gives us this beautiful promise about the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, a standby to be with you forever. He, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. That's from the Amplified Bible. I like the Amplified Bible occasionally, because it'll take a scripture and it'll just amplify with a lot of other words to maybe better help us understand. But Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will be with us forever. And just think about that. When your mind or your heart is troubled, you have a comforter. He eases your pains and He brings strength and encouragement. You can find that in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And He's a helper. He gives direction for every part of your life. Psalm 32:8. Intercessor. Always interceding for us with God the Father. And He helps you know how to pray for other people. Romans 8:26. And He's an advocate. He stands up for you and fights for you on your behalf. It's like having our own lawyer pleading the case to the Father all time. He is our advocate. He's our strengthener, and He provides strength to do what you need in this life. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? And then stand by. He is always standing by. He's always on call when we ask for help. Wow. Not just on special occasions. Jesus said He remains with us continually, and He will always be active in you. So no matter where you are in your relationship with God and with Christ and with the Holy Spirit, because when you accept God into your life and you accept Christ, you don't get Him in pieces. You get Him all in one beautiful package. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I know I remember back in my early life as a follower of Jesus Christ, a babe in the faith, if you would, or a babe in the spirit. And I really, in my home church, never really heard about any teaching or about the Holy Spirit in my life. But when I asked Jesus into my heart and I trusted Him as my Savior, I never struggled no more, because I realized that I had constant victory over the daily challenges of life. I had no power to make much progress in my own physical walk, but with Christ, which I didn't fully understand at the time, the role of the Holy Spirit, as I grew and developed that relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to have a relationship with Christ, and Christ has a relationship with us. Relationships are so important. So, I'm thankful that no one was telling me about the Holy Spirit being active in my life. And I don't mean that in any wrong way, but I'm glad that I found it and He was inside of me, actually living inside of me, and I could hear His voice speaking to my heart and guiding me and directing. I didn't realize that I could experience His presence empowering me, comforting me, and bringing me into a closer relationship with God. I think what I like about the Bible, too, is it said, be still and know I'm God. And I think when I finally did that, I didn't have to have anybody teach me about the Holy Spirit. I found out that I have the Holy Spirit teaching me, and I could call upon Him at any time. Now, my thoughts, like all of us over the years, and our relationship changed, my ministry changed, but most of all, I changed. And here's what I want to see for all of us, not only at the Bethel Church, but family and friends, anybody that you're in ministry with. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit can do the same thing for you that He did for me. And He wants everything that God says in His Word. He wants you to know that you can have it all. A full, loving relationship with God the Father. Jesus not here with us in this physical sense now, but He's here with us in the spiritual sense, and He has given us the Holy Spirit to have that affirmation. You can experience the Holy Spirit. You can have peace in your own home, a new commitment and satisfaction at work, and a renewed joy in relationships, increased wisdom for your finances, and a stronger confidence that empowers you to meet every change in your life. You see, the Spirit of God is with you to help you in every single area of your life. He don't really force Himself upon us, but that small, still voice. But sometimes people just ignore the Holy Spirit, because a lot of times people think, well, you know, it's very mysterious, and even, I don't know, many believers never truly experience His presence. And maybe this describes you or someone you may know, but you may feel like you need a new direction, you need wisdom, you need guidance. And if that's the case, I am so glad that you're listening to this today. We want to be able to let you know that this Holy Spirit that we talk about is alive and well, just waiting for your invitation to come and be a part of your life. Come, precious Holy Spirit, and live in all the folks that we're talking to today on this online service. And if they really ever want to talk, and, you know, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith, just call me, send me a text, email, or whatever, or let Phil know, because we want to be here for you. We want to be able to pray with you and for you. And that's what we have. You know, in Ecclesiastes it says, two are better than one. Because when one's fallen down, the other's there to pick them up and help. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why we have two in one living in us. We have our own spirit and the Holy Spirit. And when we fall short, He is there to lift us up. But in the physical sense, we need to do that too with one another. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you don't mind me babbling and just talking and, you know, I love to do that. Judy says, you're talking an awful lot. You must love to talk. Well, I guess I do, but I want to share the gospel, the good news with all the folks and encourage you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.